there's a lot of wanting to know. There's a lot of fear of control, right? So the drum really allows you to just drop into the current present moment and just be. The drum is there to also reconnect to the communal rhythm of what Mother Earth is talking and whether we're truly listening.
Welcome to the Voices of the One Mind, where the elixir of wisdom flows freely. Join us as we dive into the profound thoughts of extraordinary human beings who embody wisdom, offering insights that serve as a bridge to awakening. Unshackling minds from the chains of suffering, our conversations pave the way for enhanced health, enriched lives, and exponential spiritual growth. Get ready to sip on the nectar of the One Mind with us.
The healing drum. Today's topic, I'm thrilled to have back Malika Avani, which is joining us from Singapore today, where she was sharing her spiritual awakening, her bath. She put herself out of the comfort zone to go on a journey around the world for 13 years. Her background comes from filmmaking. She's a medicine woman. She has lived amongst First Nation tribes in Mexico and Peru and South America and traveled over 30 countries in these 13 years to, as we all do, find ourselves. That's the only way why we travel. And it's not only the physical travel, it's also the internal travel. And Malika has found a project that is called the Healing Drum. And with this project, she is traveling the world, working, if I'm not mistaken, only with women. Or also with men? Okay. Mainly with women, probably, or, you know. I would like to invite you to share what was the spark that made you creating the healing drum. What led you personally before you created the healing drum? What led you to the drum? What attracted you to that sound? What happened?
First and foremost, thank you for having me back again. It's always a joy and honor to speak to you and the community. So I met my first drum in Peru in Sacred Valley. It was the beginning of me deepening my study and practice with ceremony and living the cyclical way, sitting in a circle and making that a daily practice. So my first drum brought me to many places. One of the places that I felt really called me was being able to be part of a group of people that traveled to the Amazon. So the drum truly accompanied me in kind of a safety, like it was the heartbeat that carried me through new terrain and yet very familiar. So it was just the desire to hold my own rhythm, to be a part of the veneration or honoring the mystery of being a part of what's being sung in ceremony. So that started, you know, my wanting to be part of the symphony being part of the song that was being created in ceremonies. So that was why I felt really called to go to be a drum keeper, to have my own drum.
You described the drum that has traveled with you. You didn't say traveled with me, but accompanied me. So you explain the drum almost like being an entity that has been like a human being, that a friend that would travel with you.
Absolutely. I feel like my drum became my heartbeat. It was this very intimate relationship that I had with my drum.
So when we understand that the first thing in creation, in order to make creation even happen, was the sound, we do understand why you describe a drum in that way. And we do also see around the cultures of the world how important the drum is in not only to make music, but in rhythmic movements and in ceremonies, from all the way from Tibet in Buddhism to I think there is very few First Nation people around the world that don't really use drums. Many people say that the drum represents the, you were mentioning my heartbeat, and many people say that the drum represents the Mother Earth. There is so-called mother drums, big drums around the world. And what is that? I would already call it like innate, I would almost call it innate sensation or feeling of humans to be drawn to a drum, to be drawn to that sound of a drum. And how have you experienced that so-called heartbeat of Mother Earth? How was that developing? How did that help you for a deeper connectivity with nature, with things out there?
My love and passion with the drum brought me to this wisdom, right? For 9 months, we're fully immersed in the waters of the womb of our mothers and being immersed in the heartbeat of our mothers. And that sound or that heartbeat or that drum beat that we seek so much once we're outside the womb of our mothers has been what the drum has been for me. So the beginning part of my journey has a lot to do with working with my mother womb, wounding of that. And the drum has really brought that sense of safety in that I can connect to my own rhythm and recreate that sense of safety when I'm in the womb of my mother. And it developed a deeper listening with Mother Earth, with the whole idea of the heartbeat beat of mother. And I think what it does to a person is the moment that you can kind of carry your own rhythm, it's the way that you can play your rhythm and begin to explore who you are in the world, being very authentic to your drum beat, your own rhythm. So that was the beginning of the deepening of here I am. Here I am at home and at ease, and the drum has supported me so much in that homecoming to myself.
Very beautiful. So you have been living amongst many First Nation elders, or frequented First Nation elders in Mexico, in Peru, in other countries of South and Latin America. What was their understanding of the drum, or how did they use the drum? Let's say for what reason did they use the drum in the first place?
from my own experience, as well as like the origin story of how healing drum came about, has a lot to do with this soul remembrance connection to the Lakota Sioux people. That's part of the call of what the prayer of Standing Rock that happened in 2016, because the healing drum didn't exist before that. It was a very profound, powerful vision that I got when I was drumming my first drum, when I was in the jungle of Koh Phangan, Thailand, and I had a vision that I was part of a powwow. And the vision was very strong, and I didn't understand it at that moment. And when it started to reveal itself, there was a call for me to be in presence to the other side of the world, to be part of this water prayer that was part of the prophecy. And coming back to the question you asked about how the drum is just so fundamental in almost every culture. Like if you go and examine, every culture has a drum. There's something that exists within almost like the human experience to want to connect to this heartbeat, to this rhythmic way of existence, right? As we see that everything has its own timing and rhythm. And so what I've learned of being around and living with people who are deeply connected to the land, and how important the drum is to bring community together, that the drum is there to also reconnect to the communal rhythm of what Mother Earth is talking and whether we are truly listening. So this unfolding over the past 11 years with the drum has showed me how important rhythm is in community building, in healing, and in us truly owning our story as well as where we come from, right? It's such a beautiful way to remember the responsibility and what we're here as custodian of the land. I think that was what I learned a lot of being being called to arrive at Standing Rock in 2016 moved me so much. I cried like the very moment that I arrived on that sacred land while I was walking on this pathway with flags of so many different tribes. And it was also on that call that I received the buffalo drum, which was profound because it also showed me somewhat of like the disconnect, because in that moment I had a chief who asked me, who do you represent? And because within the Cosmovision of, you know, the Indigenous people and First Nation, it's always about the collective and the communal. And then that moment, I didn't know what to reply to the chief of who are my people. So in receiving that buffalo drum on that land during that time moved me in such a powerful way. And because of that sense of honor, the healing drum was birthed because of the receiving of this buffalo drum that I received at that moment.
You're talking about the chief. I have a very dear friend who is a Native American chief, and he's a master drum player. He used to do a lot of sweat lodges in the last three decades, and I think been in over, 200-300 sweats with him. And I've never come across the world someone playing a drum in that way. He had very fine thin drumsticks and he would play the drum in a very fast pace. And what happened is he would have rooms with people of 30, 40 laying on the floor, and he would start to play the drum in a very high pace on the frame, and that would raise the theta frequency of the people very, very high in a very short time, something that you normally would achieve only somebody who is very experienced in meditation or after a very long meditation. And so I experienced firsthand what a drum is doing to people. What I would say generically, a drum is bringing the people out. It's letting them forget their story, you know, and their stories, and bringing them into a very neutral space, almost like almost you could talk about a zero space. Something like from where all this chit-chat in the mind and all these constructs in the mind all of a sudden through this way of drumming ceases, and you can just be there in the void, and that's very beautiful. So you were mentioning that the event in Standing Rock and you receiving a buffalo drum was the birthplace of your project, the Healing Drum. And I know you're very busy around the world, holding retreats and being in service of people and assisting people, tackling their daily their life topics, their life issues, with the help of the drum. Would you like to explain us a little bit how do we imagine that you work with people with the drum? How do such retreats look like, or how do you assist people?
So within the urban setting, it's such a, I would say, a luxury to hear the sound of the drum. It's still perceived in some ways somewhat of a separate aspect of the urban living. The more that I would bring it within the urban setting, it brings people this opportunity to come back to themselves because of the overstimulation of their mental space and exposure to much information and not having a space to be in stillness, as you speak about the void of coming back to themselves and just receiving the sound of the drum. And it begins to unlock different spaces, the deeper spaces with each person. And I've worked with people with the drum and realizing that they have yet to discover the lower part of themselves. You know, it's like they've existed a big part of their existence with the upper part of their body, the overstimulation of the mind, and they haven't got an opportunity to feel the ground or the depth of who they are as occupying fully the body, you know. So the drum has this way of bringing people deeper into their existence, and has, you know, brought back also memories that they have forgotten, because it, you know, it's a sense of the sound that weaves back what we have forgotten and bring it back to our existence. And what I create within my workshop and my retreat also includes the opening to connect to the unknown when it comes to the animal spirit, like, you know, connecting to the liminal space, the space of no time, to diffuse any sense of tension that one might feel within their own understanding of how they come into creation. And so just sitting around a circle and speaking about who we think we are and where we come from also allow us to have this deeper understanding that any sense of unresolved energy can also come into resolution with the drum, because it brings that sense of unity. It also brings the sense of that you can occupy more of the space of your heart, right? The drum is very much the heart space that we can walk through life with our heart open, because I see a lot of fear in people who've yet to kind of be in their body, and they almost walk around with their heart closed because of not having this capacity to move their own rhythm. So the workshop is there for them to access the unknown in a deeper way, to center the mystery and connect to this powerful sound that brings us all here, right? So it's been a very powerful tool whereby you birth your voice and remember the rhythm. So that's what the healing drum message is, that the birthing of your own voice, of your own expression that isn't affected or corrupted by what you think you need to be. It's like this authentic voice that comes through, and remembering the safety within the rhythm, right? That your heart will continue to beat, that there is the consistency, that is a constant that also holds us, that allows us to surrender a bit more, because there's a lot of wanting to know, there's a lot of fear of control, right? So the drum really allows you to just drop into the current present moment and just be.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I want to pick up on that one thing that you said, the drum is a tool. What I sometimes see that people get too identified with their drums and with their, you know, so I've witnessed on sweat lodges, for example, oh, this is my drum, you cannot touch it, you know, and things like this. So there I saw that people use also the drum to create another story around it, you know, to objectify the drum as I got gifted many drums throughout my life. I have not been drumming for like almost 10 years now, almost. I've been gifted many drums from different native tribes in North America and also master drum makers in Europe, but they always have kind of left me in a sense. They have been with me for a year or two, and then I met someone, and this guy was fascinated by the drum, or this woman was fascinated by the drum, and I said, yeah, have it, take it. And they were looking at me with eyes like unbelievable, and I said, yeah, that's, you know, we must not objectify these things. They are just coming and going through life and having a purpose, as long as the purpose is served, you know. And when the purpose is served, it's like with all these kind of things that we get in life. We get some jewelry, we get some stones, we get that. It should come and it should go, you know. It serves a certain purpose, and then we should not attach to these things, because when we start to attach to these things, and I've seen that happening quite a bit with people who have a drum, is this attachment to you know. What would you say about that? How is your experience?
I mean, I agree. Like, you know, the tools are there in the beginning to support you. And then there's when everything is fully integrated within. And I remember in my beginning of my journey of, you know, being with my drum and going everywhere with my drum. And I remember someone say, it's like, yes, it's a drum, but the moment that you realize that it's you, you know, it's when you truly own it, right? It's you. And I think it's kind of where I'm at, in the sense of the simplicity of a quality of presence. And it's the cultivation of that skill, right? It took practice, it took mastery to come to this, like, you know, 10 years of holding the drum to finally integrate it all within. And the drum, like, you know, like you, the drum come and go, and it's like someone has a vision. It's like, oh, the drum needs to go to Malika. And then I'm like, I only have two pair of hands, you know, and it's like passing it on and going as light as possible. Because after a while, it's like, okay, you know, it's just a tool. It's not there to define you and to choose to find that simplicity. And that's what I am at with the voice, because the drum has supported me a lot in unlocking my voice and the simplicity of trusting just the voice. Because I see that in facilitation of sound healing, you know, there is almost like this more, like the more material, the more bowls that you have, and there's this complexity of it. When we come into mastery, it's like just you and your voice. And that's how we come into just being one with nature. Like the bird, it will sing. It's like in my journey of exploration, and there's like all this other modality. And when I checked in, I was like, what is it? It's like, well, you just have to show up and sing. And I was like, what? It's like, how can it be so simple? It's like, yeah, you just sing. And, you know, within the human mind, we try to complicate so much the idea of contributing to a moment where our presence is a present, right? If we are truly showing up.
And this also, I think, quite, you know, more spread in the Western world. The Western people are all about possessing and having. I just want to pick up quickly on that topic, because I saw that drums are, in my own experience, amazing tools to assist people, to serve people, to help people, to heal people. I've witnessed many drum healings, deep healings of people. And you know, when I was in North America, over many years I traveled to North America and was staying with the Blackfeet in Montana, and these people, they had no, how do you say, they had no connection in terms of possession with the drum, they would even not have like their own drums. We would go there on one of their sacred mountains or whatever, and then one of the guys would say, does somebody have a drum? And he would just, somebody came and just gave him any drum. He would just take a drumstick and start to sing a sacred song and drum, and they would just he didn't even possess, but what he did with the drum was mastery. So I'm saying there is this. It's important that these kind of tools. It's the same, like many people work with stones, for example, right? Like crystals, and there are people who have crystals and they know they need this rock crystal, they need this whatever crystal, and they need it for a few weeks to heal something on their body, to change a frequency in a room, whatever, and then it's good to go. And then there are others where these crystals become like, you know, they become completely obsessed with owning these crystals and having them all over the place. And it's a little bit also, why I'm saying this is because it's important that we understand that all these tools, at the end of the day, and you said it so beautifully in your last, you are the gift. You are the drum already. You are the voice. You are the crystal. You are the omnipresence of all there is, right? And we always need to kind of remember that, to not get too much attached to this, to not make the tool an attachment. That's an important thing.
I think this has a lot to do with, if I speak about this, and I, because I am the byproduct, but the daughter of like capitalistic, you know, buying and transactionary relationship. If that is what we know, so when we begin our journey of awakening, so I emphasize a lot of this in my journey of first kind of shedding this persona of what is the byproduct of the, you know, buying transactionary. You want it, you want to buy it, but there are certain things that you earn it, right? And so within this initiation of being on the way, it meant that I had to carry all I had, which was been the biggest gift ever, because there was no sense to accumulate anything. And so that coming into the right relationship or the right reciprocity to object and material has kind of brought me to this kind of detachment, right? It's the beginning of how someone discovers the invisible is through first buying something. And then the idea for me, I've always talked for personally the importance of initiation, because knowing myself outside of the capitalistic society is important to me, because you can't buy everything, right? It's not something that can be bought.
Exactly. Beautiful. Very beautiful. Well, Malika, I appreciate very much that you spoke today as a voice of the One Mind. You're always welcome to share more of your beautiful insights and your beautiful wisdom. And I'm sure we are having you for other episodes quite soon. Appreciate very much for being with us.
Absolutely. An honor and a joy to be here sharing with all of you.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey with another voice of the One Mind. We thank you for your support, and to ensure that you never miss a drop of this wisdom nectar, click subscribe and stay connected with us on the onemind.org. Until next time, may your path be illuminated with profound insights and growth.